Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. This is a show that comes to you, well, this week from the top of a Volkswagen microbus. I'm sitting up on the roof rack and a beautiful evening down near Sedona, Arizona. I often call the roof rack my balcony. And anyway, I'm sitting up there down by my favorite little camp spot right down near Oak Creek. You can almost hear the water splashing over the rocks in the background. And this week we're going to get to some music I've been meaning to get to for a while. Both some tracks from a couple CDs that came out of my storage unit. Some CDs I left in there before I realized that they were not yet copied onto my iPod. And also we're going to get to a great piano tune from Mike Mahaney. You might recall I did a couple shows with Mike Mahaney. He's kind of the George Winston of Arizona. And when we first sat down to do the interviews at one of the two grand pianos in his living room, he began to play mostly just so I could get the microphones adjusted, and he started improvising and wound up being almost 10 minutes long. This song, I had to kind of cut the beginning off where the microphones were being adjusted, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song that he just made up there on the spot. So we're going to hear that towards the end of the show, but we're going to start the show off with a few songs that are kind of getting on the road songs, because I was driving this week through Arizona, and I listened to This American Life, which is a great radio show, one of my favorites, and I would definitely recommend looking up this week's show, which would be the September 26th show, September 26th, 2010. I looked that up on the internet, This American Life, and one of the segments that in the show, they interviewed a number of people on Wall Street, and also talked to a gentleman that is very in with the folks on Wall Street. He's been reporting on Wall Street for 20 years or something crazy like that. But anyway, he said that the attitude around Wall Street is that not only are the stockbrokers and the folks that get rich off investment banking and stuff, not only are they not grateful that we, the American taxpayer, bailed their businesses out as they were going under, they think that they're smart, that they somehow... they're smart because they're able to make more money now because we bail them out. And so the arrogance there is just absolutely flabbergasting to me. And it made me, you know, very angry inside as I was driving along. And so I think to myself, why can't more people run their businesses like I run my business? I play music in bars and restaurants, and I've always said to myself ever since I started this thing that if it ever gets to the point where I need to lie or cheat to stay in business, I'll go do something else. And it's sad to me that there are folks in this world that don't go by that simple rule. And of course the people on Wall Street will say that they didn't break any laws, but if your morality is decided by the laws of this country, you've got some pretty bad morals. And so I started thinking to myself, why can't people be a little bit more up and up? And eventually I was just like, you know what? Let them all stay in New York City. And I'm going to stay out here on the road and just do my own thing. And so is Greg Brown. This is a great song called Eugene from Greg Brown. We're going to hear this and we're going to hear a couple John Prine tunes about kind of getting out there and some of the things that are going on in this country. And then we're going to wind up with Michael Mahaney after that.
I think I'll drive out to Eugene, get a slide-in camper for my truck, pack a bamboo rod, hip boots, a book of flies from a Missoula pawn shop, rub mink oil into the cracked leather, wonder about the old guy who tied these trout-chewed flies. They work good. Take along my Gibson J45, made by women during World War II, a coffee-stained stack of maps, a little propane stove, a pile of old quilts, a can opener, Kipper snacks, smoked oysters, gunpowder tea, a copper teapot, and a good sharp knife. Sometimes you have to go look for your life. I'll park by some rivers, cook up some rice and beans, read Ferlinghetti out loud, talk to the moon, tell her all my love tales. She's heard them many times. I'll make up some new, juicier parts, drink cold whiskey from a tin cup, sit in a lawn chair, fiddle with my memories, close my eyes and see. Sometimes you gotta go not look for nothing. The Northwest is good once you get off I-5 and wander up and down the Willamette, damn it, on the back roads. I know a few people who let me park in the drive, plug in for a night or two, stay up late and talk about these crazy times, the blandification of our whole situation. And then back to the woods. A dog is bound to find me sooner or later. Sometimes you gotta not look too hard, just let the dog find you. South and east, maybe through Nevada, the moonscape of Utah. Stay in some weird campground where Rodney and Marge keep an eye on things. Everybody's got a story, everybody's got a family, and a lot of them have RVs. I'm on my way to the Ozarks, to the White River and the Current. Those smallmouth are great on a fly rod. They're not all finicky like trout. Trout are English and bass are Polish. And if I wasn't born in Central Europe, I should have been. Maybe it's not too late. Sometimes you have to dream deep to find your real life at all. Through Memphis. I played a wedding at the Peabody Hotel once, 20 odd years ago, and everybody danced. Usually they just sat there and stare. A few at least sway. The roads are stupid crowded everywhere. Kids coming along are used to it. All wired up and ready, or wireless, I guess, and even readier. World peace is surely on the horizon once us old fuckers die. I'll do my part, but first I want to go across Tennessee into North Carolina, fish some of those little mountain streams, catch some brook trout, which are God's reminder that creation is a good idea. The world we've made scares the hell out of me. There's still a little bit of heaven in there, and I want to show it due respect. This looks like a good spot up here. You can try me on the cell, but most places I want to be, it doesn't work. Sometimes you got to listen hard to the sounds old Mother Earth still makes, all on her own. Thank you.
I believe it was yesterday. I would have invited him in, but I didn't have a lot to say. His anticipation of me opening the door outweighed my apprehension as it never had before, and drove my concentration right through that hardwood floor. Ooh, my heart, I'm taking a walk. I'm going outside. I'm taking a walk. I'm just getting back. There's a girl in the White House. I don't even know her name. Her disheveled appearance speaks volumes of shame. It's an embarrassing situation, but a situation just the same. The way she walks on others and never takes the blame upsets my constitution beyond its moral frame. Ooh, ooh. I'm taking a walk.
Taking a walk.
I'm going outside. Watching the birds. I'm just getting back.
Just getting
my worn-out overalls. From a girl in Cedar Rapids, now residing in Idaho Falls. I wish you could have been there when she opened up the door and looked me in the face like she never did before. I felt about as welcome as a Walmart superstore.
Going outside.
I'm taking a walk. I don't need a ride.
Just get
by. I'm watching the birds. You don't want to go there. Some humans ain't human, though they walk like we do. They live and they breathe just to turn the old screw. Screw you when you're sleeping. They try to screw you blind. Some humans ain't human. Some people ain't kind. You might go to church. You sit down in a pew. Those humans who ain't human, be sitting right next to you. They talk about your family. They talk about your clothes. When they don't know their own ass from their own elbows. Jealousy and stupidity don't equal harmony. Jealousy and stupidity don't equal harmony.
Have you ever noticed when you're feeling really good, there's always a pigeon that'll come shit on your hood? Or you're feeling your freedom and the world's off your back, some cowboy from Texas starts his own war in Iraq. Some humans ain't human. Some people ain't kind. They lie through their teeth with their head up there behind. You open up their hearts, and here's what you find. Some humans ain't human. Some people ain't kind.
All right, Mike Mahaney there, an improvisation on one of his two grand pianos in his living room. Before that, we heard two cuts from John Prine off of his Fair and Square album, which I just got out of storage, which is good. Good to be able to hear some of those songs again. And before that, we heard Eugene from Greg Brown. My name is Dave Manning. You've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show. If you want to get in touch with me, find out more about my music, my travels, all that kind of stuff, or listen to any of these shows archived, they're at davemanning.net. And a big thank you to Groundswell Media Productions for keeping that website up and running. I do appreciate that. And Nathan, the check is in the mail. All right, safe travels. Have yourself a fantastic day.